This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. David Neal of the Department of Political Science. He's here to talk about crowd behavior. Dr. Neal is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Neal, what about unruly crowds at sporting events? Is there anything you can do to stop tearing down goalposts, overturning cars, and that sort of thing?
I think the main point with all this is to be proactive, that the police, the school officials, whoever, need to get the message out right away what will be allowed and what will not be allowed. The police officers will have a very difficult job because they have to enforce the law, but they have to be judicious of when and how they arrest. Obviously, there are times where it might not be the wisest thing to arrest people. Other times, you might want to. One of the key messages you need to get out before the game, during the game, and afterwards is to tell people don't rush out on the field, and also have a show of force to back it up. Don't make idle threats. I saw a situation about 12 years ago at a college football game where it was a sellout, 22,000 people, and they allowed people to sit in the aisles the first half. Well, the second half started, suddenly they came on the PA system and said, please get away, please clear the aisles. Well, no one did it because they let them do it the first half, and the police came and they arrested a person, and a minor riot broke out, and also there were some racial overtones in the way the arrest was handled. So get the message out in advance. Also, there are some new technologies such as goalposts that tear down easy that aren't as dangerous. So if we're lucky, we might have a chance to deal with this problem in another year. But be proactive is the main message.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.